Boomerang. I feel I am different from most Americans. Baseball and apple pie replaced with games of cricket and meat pie, eaten with a fork in the left hand, a knife in the right. My fellow Americans have been handicapped, as if their parents had tied one hand behind their back, trained to use only a fork, forever chasing after peas rolling around on their plates before falling onto their laps. Tall tales of Johnny Appleseed or Paul Bunyan with his ox blue have been superseded by the adventures of Blinky Bill, the koala bear, his distinguished uncle Bunyip Bluegum, or the cantankerous Magic Pudding, who, like Prometheus chained to a rock, served up as liver pate for eagles. The puddin' bemoans his fate, regenerates slices carved out of him at tea time. Lassie holds no place in my TV heart. My love was reserved for Skippy the bush kangaroo, whom I once chased after in a parade, where he was the grand marshal. I lost my Aussie accent months after returning to the States, yet I never acquired the patriot's desire to put my right hand to my heart to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in school. After I'd seen the Queen on Anzac Day and sung God Save the Queen more times than I can remember, I avoid headaches, my eyes peeled for the return flight of the boomerang. So tell me, honestly, do you think you can return home once you've had neighbors with a kangaroo?